Morning by morning, God wakens, wakens my ear.
The Lord God has opened my ear. I did not turn backwards.
I gave my back to those who struck me,
and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard.
I did not hide my face from insults and spitting.
I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame.
Grace and peace to you, friends, as we gather near and far to remember together the time Jesus shared with his disciples the night before he was killed. The time he spent with friends with whom he shared so much of life, and whom he loved, and who loved him.
We gather to remember, sharing in the Eucharistic feast, where feet were washed and love was shown. We come to bear our soul to God, and ready to follow wherever that path leads, to be cleansed, served, filled and prepared.
We meet tonight, socially distanced or online. We come as invited guests, we come to remember. We come to be fed. We come to be refreshed. We come not because we can, but because we must. We need to be here. We need to be fed and refreshed once more. Come, invited guests, you are welcome here.
Jesus gathered in an upper room with his disciples and many others, including women. They gathered as part of the Jewish tradition to share the Passover meal, the annual meal to remember God saving the people of Israel from their Egyptian tyranny. Today they will share in a meal in an upper room in Jerusalem, and Jesus will create something new from it. He will wash the feet of his followers. He will serve them even though he is their rabbi, their leader. He will invite them to follow him and become servant leaders themselves. He will take bread and wine and bless them and share them with his followers, creating a new tradition for all who follow him to embrace and do in memory of his loving sacrifice.
O God, you sent Jesus, your Son, into the world to save us all. How can we ever thank you? He came to reveal your love for us, your desire for us to return that love and to serve you here on earth, continuing the work Jesus began, building your kingdom.
God, we confess that we have often failed to answer the invitation to follow and serve, preferring to follow our own path and to serve our own desires instead. Forgive us once more, God. Give us humility to kneel before you again and offer our service, to give all we have received from you back to you for the sake of the work of your kingdom.
God, as we prepare to answer your call once more, to gather together around the table you have prepared, to share together in taking bread and wine, remind us of the invitation to serve you.
Holy Spirit,
we call upon you to come amongst wherever we are, and rest upon the elements of bread and wine before us. Lord Jesus,
you have invited us here.
You have prepared the table before us.
You have blessed the elements.
Now may we remember all you have done as we take them together.
Christ took bread, blessed it and broke it, and shared it with those at the table. So we also take the bread before us and remember the body of Christ broken for us. Take the bread. Eat the bread.
Christ poured a cup of wine, blessed it, and shared it with those at the table. So we also now take the cup before us and remember Christ shared for us, a symbol of the new relationship we have been invited into with God. The peace of Christ is with you now.
Servant King, draw us close to you this night. Help us to imagine that we are at the table. We are invited to have our feet washed by you.
Let our imaginations see you kneeling at our feet. And let us feel the emotions that come. Let us offer those emotions to God and give thanks for this wonderful blessing.
Remind us that we too are called to serve, not just to wash feet, but to humbly lead others to you. May we know we are loved and called to serve, as Jesus taught us to love and serve. Amen.
As we go this night, we continue our walk with Jesus towards the cross and onwards to the tomb. But for now, we reflect and we wait.